All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, look, it's another thing Rico's killed. The SEC on CBS. Okay, David, what do you have?
No. I gift wrapped that for you. You know what that is now?
What?
That's the Big Ten on CBS.
You're right. Yes, David.
That is the Big Ten on CBS, and I want to have a little fun here because ESPN put a little ranking together. It's ranking college football's top 80 quarterbacks of the 2000s.
Holy hell. A 23-year span?
Correct. So we're not going to go through 80. I think I found a fun way to go through this. I broke some down by school, Big Ten, who played for the Lions, and I'll give you the school that had the most quarterbacks on this
and
list.
And let's just get it out of the way. J.J. McCarthy, number one. All right, now we can proceed.
That is not true. So let's start with Georgia. They have three quarterbacks on that list.
Aaron Murray.
Aaron Murray is number 47.
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford is not on this list.
Okay, list is null and void. Stafford, I know they didn't win a lot of big games there. He was very good in college. He was fun to watch. He dusted MSU in that one bowl game.
Mm-hmm. I knew that would be fun.
Stetson Bennett best be on the list.
41.
Jake Fromm?
Jake from State Farm?
No.
Oh.
Number 73 on the list, David Green.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's just Stafford. Yeah, that's just, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with that, but let's continue.
Let's go to Bama.
A.J. McCarron.
Yeah. No.
Tua.
Tua's on the list.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is on the list.
How many more?
They have one more here.
Well, don't, it's Milroe, I'm walking out of here.
Does Jalen Hurts count for
Yes,
Bama?
He counts. He lost his job to Tua. In order to lose a job, you got to have a job.
Right, but I mean, once you leave.
Dude, he squatted 700 pounds. He's on the list.
Right, but it's like Kenneth Walker is Michigan State, not Wake Forest.
Kenneth Walker's not even a real person. I don't even believe that was a real year.
I to your point, I am counting a quarterback that did transfer out.
Justin, no, that was Georgia.
Come
on. Say it.
No.
Rico's out. David, go ahead. Who is
Jalen Hurts, along with Bryce Young.
Oh, Bryce Young. Bryce. There's the one we missed.
Yeah, that's the one you missed.
All right, sorry.
So let's get to some locals here, okay?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Let's get to those. There are seven quarterbacks, seven Big Ten quarterbacks on this list.
All right, Justin Fields.
Correct. He's 32 on the list.
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is number 21 on the list.
Free roll, J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Okay. Don't say, please, I beg of you, don't give me any of these overrated Penn State quarterbacks.
No.
Okay, thank God.
I am also including a quarterback on here, two quarterbacks on here, one that transferred in the Big Ten, one that transferred out.
Joe Burrow.
No, I'm not including him. I'm not. Oh, okay.
But Joe Burrow's on this list, right?
He is on the list, yes.
Transferred out of the Big Ten.
That's why I thought it was Joe Burrow.
And explodes.
Yeah, I didn't count him because he never really played at Ohio State.
Okay, give us a hint.
Purple Rain.
Michael Penix. Your godson.
How can you not get
your own child?
I forgot that he played.
You're Antonio Cromartie. You don't even remember your own kids' names.
I forgot he played at Indiana.
And then the quarterback that transferred in.
Give us a hint.
Number 29 on the list.
Transferred.
You all played him, I believe, in the Big Ten championship game.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
NC State.
Russell Wilson. Yep.
Do you know the player?
But no Matthew Stafford.
Do you know the player that Tom O'Brien gave the starting job to and encouraged Russell Wilson to transfer because of this guy's presence?
No.
Here's a hint. Giraffe neck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's another hint. One of the worst contracts the Bears have ever signed.
NC State quarterback, right?
Yep.
Oh, I can't think of his
name.
Mike
Glennon. You imagine kicking Russell Wilson out of school because of Mike Glennon?
That's good. So let me finish off the Big Ten here before I move on to the others. Number 70, JT Barrett. Number 57 on the list is Brad Banks.
Oh, my God, Iowa? Wow.
Yes.
All right, who was the running back on those Iowa teams as they ran stretch left, stretch play right, all zone? Think number two.
To say something like
big shoulder pads,
right?
He dominated Michigan in the Big House.
No.
And no, it's not the guy you're thinking of who is a lookalike to Cisco. It's not Tavian Banks.
Yeah, I was talking about
No. Fred Russell.
Final Big Ten quarterback, number 54, Denard Robinson.
Oh, stop.
Are you serious?
It.
Number 54.
Stop
Denard
it! My
Robinson.
Dog throws it better. He doesn't even have opposable thumbs.
Well, everything's included. He also ran the ball.
Oh, did you hear? He doesn't tie his shoes. That's absurd. Anytime he faced a decent team, he got obliterated.
No. Did you not see the very first game under the lights ever when they played Notre Dame?
You know, all right, we're done.
So I'm just going to give you this one because I want to give you the top 10. So let me give you this. The school with the most quarterbacks.
Let me guess. Oklahoma.
It is Oklahoma.
Yes.
You have Landry Jones, Jason White, Jalen Hurts, Caleb Williams, Sam Bradford, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield.
Wait a minute. What about Josh Heupel?
He was not on the list. I know you would think, but he was not on the list.
All right.
So here's your top 10. Robert Griffin is number 10.
He might be the only player that could be credited with establishing a football program and getting a stadium built.
Oh, for sure.
That's the house that RG3 built down there. Baylor football was largely poop.
And it says in here, he is Baylor's Andrew Luck.
He is.
Which is, yeah.
He is.
Number 9, Marcus Mariota.
Love.
Number 8, Lamar Jackson.
Cam Newton in there.
Number 7, Kyler Murray. Number 6, Deshaun Watson. Number 5, Joe Burrow. Number 4, Tim Tebow.
Oh, God.
But still, Matthew Stafford did not make the list.
Listen, I know Tebow's going to be on there because of the winning, but he's just not good. Come on.
But at the time, he, you know, probably should have won two Heismans.
Number 3. Vince Young. Number 2, Cam Newton. That's why I didn't answer your question.
All right, ready for this?
How about this? Is his hat number 1?
Hold on. Do you know what makes Cam Newton so incredible collegiately? How many guys on that offense played a single snap in the NFL?
I think 0.
1.
Woo!
1 offensive lineman. No one else on that team played in the NFL.
So he was basically Michael Vick with Virginia Tech.
Yes. And remember, like Vick, dude, Auburn, they sent him into the pile 300 times.
I remember watching Vick in the national title game. Like, if he had any help, they would win this title.
If you're young, we made Kenny do this. Just type in Michael Vick, Boston College. Souls were taken that day. Just watch the highlight.
Or if you want to go Michael Vick, Green Bay Packers.
Okay, David, go
correct.
Ahead.
And number 1 is Baker Mayfield. And let me answer that because you brought up Michael Vick. The reason why he's not on here is they wanted to start right at 2000.
And it was 99.
He was 99.
And he played in the title game.
Correct.
No, that is, I understand. Baker, you can hate him, had an incredible college career.
Now, I know Vick did heinous things on the field. Talk about somebody who was just born too early. If Michael Vick was in like the draft the last couple years,
oh my God,
you would trade away the next 10 picks to get him.
No, Brad Holmes wouldn't. I'm going to do it my way.
That is
I've never seen anybody coming out of college as good as him.
I agree. That is your college blitz.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.